Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Tuesday, May 20th, Thankful Tuesday. I'm so thankful for you. I'm also thankful for our memory verse this week, which teaches us about who God is. John 14 and verse 6 in the English Standard Version says this, Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Let's dive right into our three passages today. In Luke chapter 21, verses 25 through 36, Jesus speaks of what will happen before his return to earth. Starting in verse 25, And there will be signs in sun and moon and stars, and on the earth distress of nations in perplexity because of the roaring of the sea and the waves, people fainting with fear and with foreboding of what is coming on the world. For the powers of the heavens will be shaken, and then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to take place, straighten up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. And he told them a parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they come out in leaf, you see for yourselves and know that the summer is already near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all has taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But watch yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and cares of this life, and that day come upon you suddenly like a trap. For it will come upon all who dwell on the face of the whole earth. But stay awake at all times, praying that you may have the strength to escape all these things that are going to take place and to stand before the Son of Man. In this passage, Jesus is reminding us to stay spiritually alert. And verse 33 is a powerful statement about his word and the reason why we cling to God's word. It says, heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. We have the confidence in knowing that Jesus' words and the words of Scripture are eternal. Mark chapter 15, verses 1 through 15. As soon as it was morning, the chief priest held a consultation with the elders and scribes and the whole council. And they bound Jesus and led him away, and delivered him over to Pilate. And Pilate asked him, Are you the king of the Jews? And he answered him, You have said so. And the chief priest accused him of many things. And Pilate again asked him, Have you no answer to make? See how many charges they bring against you? But Jesus made no further answer, so that Pilate was amazed. Now at the feast, he used to release for them one prisoner for whom they asked. And among the rebels in prison, who had committed murder in the insurrection, there was a man called Barabbas. And the crowd came up and began to ask Pilate to do as he usually did for them. And he answered them, saying, Do you want me to release for you the king of the Jews? For he perceived that it was out of envy that the chief priest had delivered him up. But the chief priest stirred up the crowd to have him release for them Barabbas instead. And Pilate again said to them, Then what shall I do with the man you call the king of the Jews? And they cried out again, Crucify him. And Pilate said to them, Why? What evil has he done? But they shouted all the more, Crucify him. So Pilate, wishing to satisfy the crowd, released for them Barabbas. And having scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. Our Proverbs reading today is Proverbs chapter 20, verse 3. It is an honor for a man to keep aloof from strife, but every fool will be quarreling. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. It is Thankful Tuesday. I would love to hear from you some of the things that you are thankful for. I had two people respond last week, and I wanted to share their messages with you. Sheila says she's thankful for Wayne, our pastor, the staff, for work, friends, sports, and just everything. And then Sally Cooper, who is actually in Nashville but grew up at our church, and she listens on her way to work, and her Thankful Tuesday for the person, it says, my coworkers that I can be fully myself with. The place she's thankful for is Camp DeSoto. I think that Sally's going back there for a few weeks this summer to be a head counselor. The thing, she's thankful for her thumbs. Good one. I cut one with my knife last week, and it has greatly hindered what I can do. Isn't it amazing when we lose some kind of dexterity, we realize what we haven't been grateful for? And then finally, an attribute of God, his faithfulness in working things for my good and his glory. When something new could easily go south and not be what I hoped for, he catches me and works all things for my good. Sally, I identify with you as well. I'm so thankful that the Lord catches us and that he helps us, he strengthens us, and he gives us resolve to follow him. I pray that we would be the kind of people who do not crumble under pressure. And we also, like the proverb said, we would avoid unnecessary conflict. Will you pray with me? Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the opportunity to read it together, to be challenged, to be ready for your return. We thank you that your word is powerful and eternal. Lord, we recognize that we are Barabbas. We were set free because you went to the cross. We thank you for the gift of salvation. We want to pause today and focus in on gratitude. We take time to lift up a person to you for whom we are thankful. In our mind's eye, remind us of a place where things could have gone poorly, but you came into our midst and you called us and you redirected us. We thank you for a thing, something that you have gifted us. And Lord, we thank you for your attributes. We praise you that you don't give up on us, that you have, even when we were yet sinners, died for us, just like Barabbas. We were set free. Lord, whatever those who are listening today face, would you be present with them as you have promised? Will you strengthen us and help us to be ready? As one of the morning prayers in the Book of Common Prayer says, would you preserve us with your mighty power, that we may not fall into sin, nor be overcome by adversity. In all we do, direct us to the fulfilling of your purpose. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.